My next guest, or my first guest of this morning, is it just reminded me that he's not a politician. Go easy on me. So I will. Nice to have you here, John Irvine from White Fibre. You're the head honcho.
Yep. Good morning. Yes, I'm the very grand title, Chief Executive Officer, CEO. That's me.
And you've got something really, really exciting to talk about. But before we do all of that, I just want to, because we were just chatting about how long, you know, White Fibre, because it wasn't White Fibre first, it was White Cable?
It was actually Isle of Wight Telephones and Cables.
Oh, wow.
In the year 2000, connected our very first customer in January 2001. I think in those days we were selling 2 meg broadband, which everybody thought was absolutely the bee's knees when BT could only do half a meg.
Right.
And, you know, here we are 15, 17 years later where, 200 meg is the norm. And as we'll talk about in a minute, our new Gigabit Island project will give you 1,000 meg into the homes, called a gigabit.
1,000. I see, a lot of people, that. What does that actually mean?
And the numbers are absolutely meaningless. So really what it's about is the words we're using, we're calling it, you know, a different kind of broadband. So we've become used to, over the years, of broadband having an inherent delay built into it. So you start up your video stream from Netflix or wherever, and everyone's used to getting this little spinning wheel, which, depending on how good your broadband connection is, takes anything from a few seconds to a few minutes. So gigabit broadband should be the end of that spinning wheel, certainly for more than a split second or two.
I'm guessing, you know, times have changed since the year 2000. We're watching a lot of stuff online now, so this is necessary.
Even 10 years ago, who'd have thought most of our TV viewing would be done the way we're doing it now? Not necessarily on a TV, on a tablet, on a smartphone. So it is really hard to predict where this is all going to go. So one of the words we're using about our new Gigabit Island broadband project is this is a future-proof network. So there is nothing that's going to come along in the next 20 years that this new network couldn't deal with.
Just to back up what you said about, you know, the way we watch TV now, we have a four-piece program here, which is youngsters aimed at 11 to 19, up to 25. Mm-hmm. I'm nosy. I asked them how they watch and what they watched on TV, and they say most of them watch Netflix. They don't watch normal TV. So, you know,
most of them actually watch YouTube. Mm. So 25% of the traffic on White Fibre's network is going to YouTube.
So making this, putting this in place is working things out, obviously, for the future. Because you've got to think, and you mentioned future-proof, that's exactly what you're doing.
And also, you've got things like Sky have already announced their Sky Q dishless box. So it's a Sky Q box that everybody already knows about. But you won't need a satellite dish on the side of your house. You just plug it into your broadband and everything comes over your broadband. But things like that only work if you've got good broadband.
Scary stuff. My mum, she's probably listening in Newport. She's 84. She doesn't understand it. I'll explain to her later. Well, maybe you could pop round for a cup of tea. Give us a break.
That's terrible.
lots to talk about. Gigabit Island, not Gigabyte.
Yeah, Gigabit.
And it's being rolled out. It's going to be somebody be able to take it first of all before you roll it out. You're testing it in places.
So what we've got is we've got two tests coming up in the next month or so in Gurnard and in Staplers here in Newport. So we'll very shortly be writing to the people who are in those pilot areas. So that's just to help us prove the technology, iron out all the wrinkles in the end-to-end solution, the end-to-end technology, to make sure everything all connects together and works well. And then sometime towards the end of the summer, we'll start rolling out to the rest of the island. So over the next 3 years, we should get to at least 53,000 homes across the island. If not more. So we won't know the exact numbers until we do our it's called detailed planning, where we actually go around, measure everything and figure out where everything is and needs to go.
Okay, a technical question, because I'm now thinking, what about the people that are already having white fibre, got white fibre? Is this isn't going to affect them, this is going to enhance, and are they on the list as well?
Yeah, so in that same time frame, in fact, probably in the next 12 months, all of our existing white fibre customers, we will roll out the new network alongside the existing network through the same ducts and trenches that are already in the ground, and then at their convenience over the next few years, our existing customers can upgrade to the new faster speeds. Our existing customers are already getting pretty fast speeds, so for some of them they'll be rolling their eyes and going, why do I need to bother? But over time they'll see, over time it'll be worth their while. Sure. Moving over.
So if you just say, for instance, can we put it in simple terms, like so that my wife can understand it, so I can explain to her in simple terms, why I need this is because I can download and watch a film without any, you know, that thing spinning around. But how fast, if you were downloading a film now, and you download a film with this new gigabit, how much quicker is it going to be?
It's an order of magnitude faster. So if you were downloading a movie now, it would take... It all depends what broadband you've got now. So even on the white fibre network, we've got some customers who buy 30 meg from us and others who buy 150 meg from us.
Right.
So obviously the faster the speed you have, the faster the movie would download. And now we're saying, well, if you really want, you can go all the way to 1,000. The reality is, these days, for what we do today, 100 meg is more than plenty. Here's how I tell it. I say, right, if you're on Netflix and you've got a big 80-inch screen with 4K, it's almost like being in the cinema. That needs a lot of bandwidth to give you a really, really high-quality picture. So if you had a 30-meg connection today, you could watch one movie and it would work brilliantly, but absolutely fine. If you've got a couple of teenagers at home as well,
yeah,
and there's three or four of you all trying to watch the same movie all at the same time, then actually you need more like 100 meg. If you had 1,000 meg, you could have 50 people in your house all watching a different Netflix 4K movie all at the same time. Well, that's not going to happen, is it?
No, and we get issues in our house. And I did this thing. There's an app called Thing, and you can click on that, and it finds everything that's connected to your router. And I would imagine a lot of us would be thinking, there's probably only about four or five things that's connected. We had 21 things, so that's going to slow it down. So there is a need.
It slows it down if they're doing things. But things like listening to Vectis radio online actually doesn't take very much bandwidth.
Right.
Don't know what rate you stream at, but typically 100K, i.e. 0.1 of a meg, is hi-fi quality. And if you really want to, push the boundaries, 0.3 of a meg, 300K, right, will give you, as good a quality as you could possibly want from an audio stream. Video takes a lot more, and it's video that is driving usage on internet connections.
Yeah, and bearing in mind, every time you get a new TV, it's upgraded to the next thing. I mean, there was HD, and now there's UHD, and there's something else on the way now.
So the UHD 4K, and then I'm not sure what they're calling it, but there's 8K TVs coming along in the next couple of years now.
How are you sleeping at the moment?
I'm sleeping quite well because the project is going really well.
Because this is a huge project.
It is. It's £35 million. That's a lot of money to figure out how to spend. It's got to be spent wisely so that we get the maximum number of people on the island connected that we possibly can. I'm sleeping very well at the minute. It's a great project. It's going, so far so good. And it's great news for the island. The Gigabit Island is going to remove all the barriers that there have been in the past for, people at home doing what they want to do online without even having to think about it. And then more critically for the island, this sort of connectivity is great for businesses. So sure. It's going to make it a great place for technology businesses that need big bandwidth like this to either upgrade and do more of what they're already doing, or hopefully attract more technology businesses to the island, and that's more jobs for the island.
There must be an ism in the last few years where where people have, because we didn't have this 20 years ago, where you get frustrated, or 25 years ago, you get frustrated because your internet's slow or it doesn't work or whatever.
Well, 25 years ago, you were tapping your feet waiting on the postman to arrive when he was late. Now you're tapping your feet waiting on something to download, but you're waiting for minutes rather than hours.
But it's more frustrating waiting or having an internet that is like slow moving, and I didn't worry about the postman. That never stressed me out because you knew we'd get there eventually. Whereas if you've got like really slow internet, that is probably one of the most frustrating things of our era.
And more frustrating for young people who depend on it much more than you or I do.
Now, obviously, you're rolling out this big operation, which means you get more help, so you're employing more people?
Yeah, we've already hired about 12 to 13 more people. They're primarily very specialist skills around planning the network, so planning the routes along the footpaths and the technology that we're going to use and implementing that technology, plugging it all together, making it work. But over time, so we before we started this project, White Fiber had 32 employees. We'll grow to 54 permanent employees with about another 20 working temporarily for the next 3 years on the build project. And then the civil engineering contractors who will be actually laying the new network will need around 100 people for that three-year period as well.
Incredible. I mean, so you've got a lot on the next couple of years. And I say, that would keep me awake at night. Obviously, you're sleeping like a baby, so we must swap sleeping tips at some point. Because, honestly, I was awake this morning worrying about this interview at 4:30. That's where my mind is. Now, this is all going to start in April, May.
So we're literally second week of May, we start at Gurnard Pines. And then shortly after that, no exact date yet, we'll be starting on Staplers.
And you're working with Island Roads through this?
Yeah, we currently have fortnightly meetings with Island Roads, struck up a really good relationship with them, so fingers crossed we can dovetail in with their work, dovetail in with the work of other other utilities, water companies, electricity companies, so that we minimise the inconvenience of this. Most of what we do is on footpaths, so hopefully we can keep disruption to the minimum.
Okay, what advice have you got for people that are listening to us, are going to hear this again on a podcast? Do they need to do anything? Hey, I live in Staplers. What do I need to do?
Well, people in Staplers and Gurnard Pines, and wherever you are on the island, as we roll out the network, we'll write to you about 2 months beforehand just to give you notice that the road works are coming. And then about a month before the network is due to be finished and ready, we'll write to you again and say, hey, let us bring you up to speed. Would you like some new broadband?
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
We've got a great website, whitefiber.com /full-fiber. People want to read more about the Gigabit Island.
Brilliant. I could talk to you all day because, there's a lot of people like myself that kind of know technology a little bit, but they don't know it enough. And they need to have friends like you so that they can sit down and explain it. So maybe I'll invite you around so you can talk to the wife about this so I can,
I think you hit the nail on the head. We don't need to talk about the technology that underlies all of this. All we need to talk about is how it's going to improve, your usage of the internet and take away all your worries about tapping your foot, waiting on things to download.
Making it simple. Making it really, really simple.
Yes.
It's been a joy to talk to you, and good luck with this. If there's anything that we can do, like digging holes and stuff like that, give us a shout, because I used to dig holes.
We haven't dug any today, have we? So that's good.
I used to be a grave digger. Okay, brilliant. Thank you. And this obviously will be podcasted. There are all more details on your website and so on. And we watch with interest and wish you all the very best.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure.